Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are thankful to Brother Iqbal Siddiqui, who is the son of famous Islamic philosopher Dr. Kaleem Siddiqui. And on the occasion of the death anniversary of Imam Khomeini, which is coming on next month, we have the pleasure of having Brother Iqbal Siddiqui with us. And we would like him to say a few words about life and the struggle of Imam Khomeini towards the enforcement of real true Islam. So it's up to you, Brother Iqbal Siddiqui, please.
Yes, Assalamu alaikum. The anniversary of the death of Imam Khomeini next month is an occasion which should be marked and celebrated by all Muslims all over the world. The unfortunate reality is that although Imam Khomeini was a leader of the entire Muslim Ummah, a man who inspired and provided a model and an example to Muslims struggling for righteousness and justice in the world, all over the Muslim world, in all countries of the Muslim world. The unfortunate reality is that almost 20 years after his death, many Muslims are unaware of the real impact and the real significance of his contribution, and as a result, the anniversary of his death is not given the importance and the significance that it really should be. It should be marked all across the Muslim world by Muslims everywhere, regardless of their nationality, their school of thought, and the country in which they live. Instead, unfortunately, it tends to be an occasion that's limited to Iran and supporters and friends of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. And those of us like myself who were active in the Islamic movement during the Imam's lifetime and whose understanding of the world and of Islam itself was defined very much by his work and his example and his leadership. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, was really the archetypal leader of Islam. His life spanned almost the entire 20th century, and it included and encompassed all aspects of the life of a Muslim. He was initially known as a scholar, as an alim. He was involved in political activism, and struggling and campaigning for social justice in Iran from his quite young years. He became a political leader, a statesman, an inspiration in the later years of his life. He inspired and led the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, which was the first revolution brought about by an Islamic movement that succeeded in overthrowing and deposing a Western-supported secularist anti-Islamic regime, that of the Shah of Iran, and he established in the place of the Shah's regime a Islamic state, the first Islamic state of the modern era in the Muslim world. And for 10 years he led that Islamic State. He provided guidance and leadership and was a focal point for all the debates and all the developments that took place in the first decade of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I remember that when the revolution first took place from 1979, 1980, early 80s, when Iran was being subjected to a series of terrorist attacks designed to destroy the Islamic Revolution, and then by the invasion by Iraq, when America and the anti-Islamic Arab states financed and supported Saddam Hussein to invade Iran and try and destroy the Islamic Republic. At that time, everybody said that the Islamic State cannot survive, that it's a passing phenomenon, it'll collapse under the weight of the pressure being put on it. And Imam Khomeini, who was already extremely elderly, he was absolutely steadfast and firm and clear in his vision, and insisted on maintaining the principles of the Islamic Republic. He refused to make peace with Iraq. He did everything possible to ensure that the Iraqi people were liberated from Saddam Hussein. And at the same time, despite this external pressure, he consolidated the Islamic State in Iraq. And then at a later stage, everybody said that the Islamic Republic is too dependent on Imam Khomeini, that when he dies, when the new state does not have his vision and his leadership to sustain it, then it will very quickly collapse. And of course, he passed away in 1989, a decade after the Islamic Revolution. And now, almost 20 years after his death, we see the Islamic State is still there. It maintains its revolutionary momentum, its Islamic ideals. It remains the only independent Islamic state in the world, the only state in the world that does not accept and acknowledge the hegemonic power of the United States and Western imperialism and Zionism, and that itself is a credit to the state and the infrastructure and the systems that were created under the inspiration of Imam Khomeini. So really, when we look at his life over this the whole century, virtually the whole of the 20th century, we see that he embodied and exemplified all those aspects of Islamic leadership that most of the Ummah, most of the Muslim world has forgotten about. The only valid comparison, the only comparison we can make, is with the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, himself. The Prophet too was a total leader of Islam. He embodied naturally, inevitably, the very values and principles of Islam in his own life, in his own person. He was a religious man, he was a spiritual man, but at the same time, he was a leader for the real world in the time in which he lived. He handled, he dealt with the realities of Arabia and Hijaz at that time. He created an Islamic state, he consolidated the new community, and he left behind him a model that remains vibrant 14 centuries later. Of course, no mere mortal, no ordinary person can achieve that status that the Prophet, peace be upon him, achieved. But I think the nearest thing we have in recent years is Imam Khomeini, who was so active and so impressive in all the same areas that the Prophet was, and like the Prophet, he too inspired and led an Islamic state that has reshaped the geopolitical landscape of the world today, and has at least the potential, if that inshallah potential is met, to inspire generations, decades of the Islamic movement and the Muslim Ummah to come, inshallah.